Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, fans in a pro. Mike Austin, Deuce McAllister. Of course, we'll be heading out to Tampa for the Monday night game, but there's a lot going on in town this weekend. Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, you're going to make some decisions tomorrow at 3 o'clock. LSU's in the SEC championship game, but we're joined now by Corey Glore, the director of broadcasting, also the voice of the Tulane Green Wave. Also, I think you guys are at 3:08, something like that. So there's like an 8-minute difference somewhere in there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. It is a pleasure to be back with you.
So I got to ask, so this was going to be a crazy week no matter what. You were preparing for the American Athletic Conference Championship. There was going to be craziness, and it got even crazier around Sunday and Monday with the Willie Fritz and Georgia Tech talk. But then, bang, as soon as it started, the decision he made on Tuesday, which was, I'm coming back for 23, I guess just take me through what it was like on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday for you.
A little chaotic. I think there were some tenuous moments around that uptown campus for the first 72 hours of the week. And, you know, about one school a year kind of has to go through this heading into a championship game. And Tulane had to go through this year. And it's rare where a coach that is being sought after by a Power 5 program winds up sticking around, even though they're being highly sought after. And so this turned out for many people around Tulane for much for the better here, that Willie's sticking around, not just through this game, but moving forward. But yeah, the first couple of days of the week had some people on pins and needles, no question.
Corey, has there been any announcement as far as, just enhancement, not only from a contract for Coach Willie, but also his staff and, you know, just some things from a maybe even an NIL standpoint? Has there been anything announced for that? We know that obviously there was conversations and talks of what Georgia Tech could offer, what they could do. But what has Tulane done to kind of make sure that this year and going forward they have sustained, success?
Yeah, there's been nothing that's been announced publicly, Deuce. That doesn't mean there hasn't been anything privately that's been discussed between Coach Fritz and the department at Tulane. I certainly hope that there has been some forward movement in that regard. And even after this game on Saturday, maybe there will be even more. And I think it's needed, certainly, with how close things came here, it looks like, to Coach Fritz not being around for this program, with how close Georgia Tech seemed to be getting here. But yeah, those conversations I hope will be happening. Hope have already been happening here. I know that there was a pretty big push starting Tuesday to kind of reset the collective that exists around Tulane, the Fear the Wave collective, and having folks chip in towards that, which has been a huge boon to this program and this school here since it started last spring. And that kind of got a re-flicker here as the week went along. But there's no doubt that I think there should be and hopefully will be some more conversations coming to ensure a long-term future of success with Coach Fritz and Tulane football here.
Yeah, and then when you talk about just the football game, this upcoming game, now the focus, the excitement, we know from a commitment from coach's standpoint, now you have to go and play a football game against a team that you're familiar with just because you hosted them just a couple of weeks ago. What are some of the things that, you know, you have to be able to do better to be successful this upcoming game that, you know, kind of didn't happen in the first one?
Stop the run. I mean, UCF racked up 336 ground yards on this Tulane defense, and it was the quarterback draw and John Rhys Plumlee, who had 145 in the first quarter, and that blew apart the season average that Tulane usually allows for rush yards in a game. I mean, it was the biggest problem in terms of what this Tulane defense, who hasn't struggled much this year, they could not get in the way of UCF's ground game. And Gus Malzahn is known for the rushing attack. They have the best ground attack in the conference and a top 10 one in the country. And it's no secret why that's why they're here. And that's what has been Gus Malzahn's success over the years. So you got to do a lot better job on stopping John Rhys Plumlee, who might be hampered with an injury here. That's been a huge storyline for this one. But also Isaiah Bowser, their big back, who pretty much iced the game on his own with an eight-minute drive in the fourth quarter last time out. And then, tell you what, there were about seven drops from your wide receivers. This team committed eight penalties, and this is one of the least penalized teams in the country. When these two matched up a few weeks ago, there were some uncharacteristic mistakes made by Tulane from the opening bell to the final whistle that they have not had since, and they rarely had prior to that. So you got to play more like yourselves. And if you do that and give the ball to Tajay Spears and let him start running all over the place, who was injured for a lot of that UCF game, then I think you can get your revenge here and pick up a conference championship.
And really the inability to do what happened in the first game, which, by the way, they were ranked 22. It was November 12th. You lost 38-31, but fell behind so quickly. It was like, boom, it was 17-7, boom, 24-7. And it was, from a football standpoint, fans and the team must have been just, like, what happened? It was so fast and made it a very good football game, but you can't afford to do that again.
No, especially with the way UCF can run the ball and how they can just kill clock on you. And that's what happened on the stretch a few weeks ago, is they just iced it with the ground game. And so if you're going to trail this team, then you're not going to have a lot of opportunities to come back on them. And it's really the one team this year that really gave Tulane a punch right off the bat. And Tulane responded okay, but they haven't had the same level of success that they've had against everyone else that they've seen this year as they did against UCF. And so, like, it was the first time in which they got staggered right off the bat, and they really had to scramble to try and reset themselves. That they did. It was a 7-point game in the final 2 minutes, but against a team of that caliber, against a team of this talent, this is a Big 12 ready program that UCF has. You can't come out looking that flat and that surprised like what happened a few weeks ago.
Well, tell us what fans can expect tomorrow. It's an impressive situation. I mean, Willie Fritz comes in 2016, three consecutive bowl games, and we all know about 2021, but this would be three consecutive bowl games and a possible conference championship, and that he's staying. I know, weather-wise should be fine tomorrow. What can fans expect when they come to Yulman tomorrow?
Well, I would say show up earlier than usual if you're a regular here at Yulman Stadium. I mean, that is being piped out by the department that, anticipates some massive crowds here, more earlier than usual for a 3 o'clock kick. And, I mean, you're talking about, a season that has defied a lot of expectation, that has taken a 2-10 team to a 10-2 team. And the opportunity to push this across the finish line and solidify this team's mark in a program history that has been looking for some uplifts over the last two decades. And there's been, a lot of talk here around the building about, a lot of fans are saying how this much reminds them of the 1998 undefeated team. And the response has been, we want fans to remember the 2022 team in the same vein as that 98 team. Well, you win tomorrow and you are in that conversation, and that means you're going to a Cotton Bowl, and that is unheard of in the recent generations of Tulane football. I mean, it's hard not to overstate just what tomorrow could be for this program. And if it doesn't work out, it's still been a 10-3 year and you're going to a good bowl. And after where we were at this time a year ago, you can't help but love what the direction of this program is going to be moving forward, regardless of the result tomorrow.
3 o'clock tomorrow, it's on ABC, but going out and check them out at Yulman Stadium. It is Tulane and Central Florida, 10-2 versus 9-3. Corey, congratulations. Heck of a season to everybody over there uptown, and for your football team and for your administration, for everybody. Just that was just fun to watch.
It's been a heck of a year. I hope they see it through across the finish line tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, guys.
Corey Glore, the Director of Broadcasting, voice of the Tulane Green Wave.
Good luck, Corey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.